Right. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all. Here we are again, back with your brother, Brother Reese. I'm doing very well. I am growing. I am evolving spiritually, mentally, physically. I hope that all you are, my brethren, my brothers and sisters, are doing the same. Hope your children are doing the same. Right? So, what peace of insight do I have today? Brother Reese's peace is P-E-A-C-E-S, peace, right? What portion of insight to bring about universal balance and peace do I have today? What peace that brings the peace? So today's topic was the purpose of intent. Intent. Okay, so first of all, you have intent because you're able to do something, right? A lot of times we overlook things like this because they can be so routine. But intent by itself, in and of itself, can just be what you wish to happen, right? What do you want to happen? You may have a purpose for something, a routine purpose for something, and that'll become your intent. You know, it may make sense for you to do something because we live our lives with intelligence. What would be more advantageous for me to do? What would make sense for me to do right now? I mean, all of this is intent, but at the core of it is the fact that you are alive and you have energy. So what you intend to do, you're able to do it. And we know that the divine energy inside of us allows us to be able to go and do, whether it's go to work, go to the store, take care of our needs, take care of our wants, right? We have the ability to do it. So what do we intend to do? What do we think most serves our wants and our needs? So again, at the core of intent, everybody has their portion of the divine energy to be able to think and to be able to do. And to be able to keep thinking and keep doing, which simply means after you think and after you do, to keep learning from what you did and be able to do better and better. So we all have this inside of us. So I started with simple intent because, right, there's also divine intent. Why did the Creator give you this energy in the first place? The universe always evolves. It does not just stay the same. It always evolves in intelligence, in clarity, in power, in execution, and it always expands with wisdom and intelligence. Right? That's always. And the universe wants us to expand our reality with wise love and intelligence, and to manifest results and things that are helpful to yourself and others, that will uplift yourself and others, right, with the energy that we are gifted with to be able to do things. So you have intelligence, and then you have divine intelligence. The universe will correct things that are out of balance to demand the divine harmony, right? That helps all of us to sustain and grow. And the same mindset should be in us. You know, so much is spoken on, you know, about the universe and what people think harmony is. And a lot of times people are just going to say peace, a world without any negativity, a world without challenges, you know, whatever, you know, a world without hardships. But, you know, we know that's never going to totally be the case. There's always going to be something to overcome or go through. So, again, power, the ability, and the intelligence to get through everything. Right? Because of the higher energy that is in us and backing us and working with us and working through us. Right? So, with that being said, let's say, is there a generational, what you might perceive to be a generational financial curse with yourself or with your family or with your community? Here's something that needs to be overcome. So then you say, how do you overcome it? You have an intent, but is it just to read books or, you know, or do you have a divine intent? A divine intent, again, the universe, which is very expansive, you know, wants, yes, that total evolving harmony. So just a simple way of saying that when it comes to us people, right? Are we putting together all of our business leaders, all of our college graduates, right, to make where we live better, right? That's divine intent. Are we doing our own research into what has stagnated our growth? Where are we wasting, you know, money and power, right, instead of dedicating it to our collective growth? Of course, so we can hand our, you know, children, the younger generation, this formula for success and the manifestation of this success with it. But again, you have intent, and let's just say divine and universal intent, right? So are we collectively doing our own work to expand ourselves? Or are we waiting on someone else to do for us what we should be doing for ourselves, right? If you have divine intent, and we do because we have the divine energy inside of us, we have access to spiritual knowledge and power, and everybody knows that. And we have access to soul power and knowledge, right? So if that is the all, you know, the omniscience, the omnipotence, and it backs us and it is in us, right? Does it make sense to wait for those who do not have divine intent for us or positive intent for us or the intent for us to do better? Does it make sense for us to wait on these negative people to keep coming with broken promises that they're going to change our situation with the better, and they're not? If they don't even have the intent, that means they have no vision. They don't even have, how can I put it, the answers to your situation, because they have not even researched your situation. If somebody is not serious about your advancement, how can they know what to do to advance you? But if somebody is serious about something, they're going to be angry in a positive way. They're going to say, man, how come this is not working? And they're going to sit down there and figure it out. Okay, where does this thing go wrong at? Okay, right here. Now, what do I replace this with, or how do I replace this, you know, so that this thing will work properly or it'll work better? If somebody is serious, they're going to come with some kind of a format, a solution like that. That's definitely going to help. But if somebody is not serious, I mean, you have to like check this at the door, at the very beginning, as they say. If somebody is not serious, right, then they won't even have any kind of true answers for you. Okay, then you're just wasting your time thinking that they're going to change your situation when they don't care and couldn't do it even if they wanted to, because they don't even understand your situation, because they haven't taken you seriously enough to understand your situation. This is what happens when people don't really care about you thriving. They only care about you surviving to their benefit. Right, even if you don't advance. So anyway, again, the divine intent inside of us, we're supposed to, you know, be one with the universe. But that means to collectively overcome. Because that's what the universe does. The universe uses its energy to collectively overcome. And we are the children of the universe. We're the children of the Most High. And we're supposed to use that energy within us to do the same, to claim the same. This is our intent. And then we hand that formula for unified success along with the manifestation of that unified success to the children of the generation that we brought here, that will be here, you know, after we transition. This is the way things are supposed to go. That is divine intent. I mean, if you are excusing and forgiving someone who has not had your best interest in heart and has not done anything to really help you or assist you, just making broken promise after broken promise after broken promise that has never been kept, right? But you, talking about you, not them, you don't go to divine intent, right? The universe or the higher power does not want me to live this way, and I know that. Didn't put me here for this. Then you're supposed to go to that higher power. You don't keep excusing and forgiving those who don't have your best interests at heart, because, okay, how does that produce for you? They're not coming with divine enlightenment and intent where you're concerned. And if all you do is excuse and forgive, you're not producing the divine intent, the divine enlightenment and intent to get past your situation. Then how are you going to get past your situation? Right? So we have to buckle down, right, and want to get past the stagnation of where we are. And it all comes with our intent. Nobody's going to build a heaven for us. We're going to have to build one for ourselves. Nobody's going to build one for us. I don't care what somebody's promising you, and I don't care how good it sounds. And I don't care if they're throwing a couple of spiritual words in there. No, we all know nobody's going to build it for us. We have to do it ourselves. We have to want to do it ourselves. We have to want that victory. We have to want to take on that challenge. It's just something we have to want to do. But anyway, it all comes because that's the end goal. What is intent? We all want to do things, but you can't just make what you do routine. I'm going to go and get a loan. It's going to put yourself in a deeper debt. You know, no, I want to do better. I want to save my money and whatever, buy a two flat or open a business. I want to do something that brings me in money instead of signing a contract saying I have to dedicate myself to giving somebody else money. Right. Especially the interest part of the loan. So these are routine things. But again, because the universe is intelligent and that intelligence is inside of you, you can make better decisions, which means you can have better intent. This is what we want to do. You make decisions, well, I'm going to buy something that brings me in money. Okay, well, that makes more sense. Now you have more money instead of having no money because you got to give your money to somebody else with the loan or the debt to be repaid. Especially if it's extensive, But when you bring money in for yourself, now you can, you know, make even more intelligent decisions. Now you can start having a vision. Like, wait a minute, I'm doing this, I can show others how to do this. Okay, if others do this, now we can pool our resources again and start controlling the area where we live, starting with our own block. Right? We could hire some of the guys, whatever, that are doing wrong but want to do better as security. I mean, these are things you can do when you have the extra money. And the affluent communities do things like this anyway. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, there's intent. Do you just want a sandwich? You know, do you just want to go to the store? Do you just want to work a job? I mean, if that's what you want, that's what you'll get. But there's intelligent intent. Do you want to do better? Then after you do better, divine intent. How do I make where I live better for all? And there should be a collective of us thinking this way. Again, and hand this to the generation that's coming after us so that this will be indefinite and always improving. Right? So that intent, you already have the divine energy inside of you. That's what you got to understand with your intent. Don't let somebody limit you to where you know nothing but, I don't know, a robot to do a task or whatever, like an animal, you know. No. We have divine intent. We can change our entire realities for the better, individually and collectively. So we already have energy inside of us. I'm being a bit repetitive on purpose because we often overlook this. We have the divine energy inside of us already. So we have to start claiming, thinking, and demanding and doing on this level, individually and collectively. The purpose of intent. You know, our creators, our creator, you know, whatever you want to call that higher power, wants you to reflect them. So they have to put the intelligence inside of you so that you will be able to do it of your own free will. So that is in you. You know, so you're not just here to be a race car driver, a basketball player. You know, you work at a bank, you know, have a job. You know what I'm saying? You're put here for divine reality to correct the generational curses and inadequacies that have happened before and still persist. You know, and to do better. And the whole point is that we can, because that intelligence is already inside of us. It is already inside of us. We have to want to embrace the challenges and the milestones and make it happen. And the point is that we can. Now, nobody ever says something's going to be easy. We know how that goes. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. But if you're dedicated to it, you'll overcome because the overcoming energy is in you. Right? So the purpose of intent. Well, you were born with intent because the creator wanted to put the divine energy in you, not just to be able to go and do, but to do on a divine level, individually and collectively, and reflect him. Reflect the universe, which is always evolving and improving, right? And then you have your portion of that that you can use to get what you want, but why not use it on a divine level to get things on a divine level and a powerful level and have powerful manifestations in your reality? So this is intent. You know, you were born with divine intent. We often overlook that because we get down here and we do things routinely, you know, get a job, go to the store, whatever. But it is up to us to think on the level of the energy that we have been graced to have and graced to be able to use on that divine level where we can correct a lot of the things that we complain about. Right? So that is supposed to be our intent, because we were put down here with that intent anyway by our Creator. So that should be our intent, because our Creator wants us to have the best, and we should want ourselves to have the best as well. Okay. So, the last time, so we don't forget, I know we're into these routine lives, but we can think and do better because that energy and that wisdom is already inside of us. We can go to each other and learn things. We can go and get help. There are therapists and helpers and trainers and all that kind of stuff, right? But since we already can help each other, it is up to us to want to do it on a higher level. Not just to make money, but to eliminate problems where we live. So everybody can vibrate on a higher level of love and respect for themselves and others, and change our reality, not just work a job and get money, right? So intent is the divine intent that you were born with, right? So that you could upgrade to live in divine reality by doing the work, right? So that'll be all. Thank you for listening.